views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, looking so forward to today's show. Thank you so much, Benny, for piloting this ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, I wanted to do a multi-part show on how to bring joyful love into your life and provide tips and tools that you can do today with your own power to use energy effectively in partnership with the universe to manifest love and joy. While the show today is primarily focused on love, the techniques I talk about are universal and can be used to help find your career of passion, get connected with your purpose, as well as strengthen already existing bonds in your life. In addition, as always, I will be doing tarot card readings for you. Today, I will be doing a 3-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and then the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up. I am not a fortune teller, as I do not predict specific events because I believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. If you'd like to have a tarot card reading, which will be starting in the third segment of the show today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at all of it through the lens of the reading. Now, as always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, because with a reading, we sort of pull from the universe well. So if we go to the well too often, the messages that come up just aren't very helpful. That being said, I love updates, so if you have an update based on a reading that you want to share, please do. My focus as a professional tarot card reader has always been to serve as a guide in the background, where the real magic and transformation takes place unaided by outside metaphysical practitioners, but powered solely by you, with your own strength and joy. I was always frustrated when I would hear advice that seemed to say a lot, but left me lost. These comments were along the lines of, just let it go, honor yourself, be who you are, just be you in a relationship. It only takes one. Don't let worries take over. We all know what those phrases mean, and on some core level, we even know how it would feel if we embraced those phrases. Yet from my type A control freak perspective, the phrases don't give me anything other than a sad feeling, as I know I'm not honoring the phrases correctly because I don't even know how I would do that in the first place. That being said, when I started my company, Elite Tarot, I found myself saying some of those same phrases to clients with all the best of intentions. I remember so clearly saying, "Just let it go," to a client early on and thinking I was finished with my sentence. Only my client was still looking at me, intently waiting for me to finish. The look she gave me was, "Yeah, I got it. I need to let it go. I'm coming to you for you to tell me how." It was such an illuminating moment for me, and that day I set out to create step-by-step techniques that people can do immediately in their power to do the very thing the phrases want you to do. So now when a person sees me in my office or over the phone or Skype, and it's clear that they're holding on to some stuff that no longer serves them, I can say, "Step one, try this. Step two, try this," and so forth. I look at these similar to recipes for optimal success and happiness that can be replicated and honed for each person based on their specific needs. So for today's topic, bringing joyful love into your life, I developed a 6-step recipe for people to try to see what happens. So often, particularly with love, we try against our better judgment to control the outcome so much that it makes it challenging to work with the overarching universal energy that surrounds us all. The steps I'm sharing are a bit counterintuitive. However, there are steps we tend to miss when seeking love. Last week, I started sharing the list and got through steps 1 and 2, which I'll briefly recap in a moment for those who weren't here last week. However, today we're going to go through more of the 6-step process to bring joyful love into your life. If you'd like a copy of the steps sent to you, feel free to email me at radio@mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com with the subject line, "Love List," and my awesome assistant will be sending those sheets out to you once all 6 steps are presented on the program, so it may take 1 or 2 weeks before it's sent out. If you're interested in booking an appointment with me for a tarot card reading, either in person in the other Washington, outside Washington, D.C., that is, or from anywhere worldwide over phone or Skype, you can book that direct on my site, which is www.elitetarot.com, that's ElitetarotE.com, or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. While today I'll be doing shorter readings, a full profile reading takes approximately 75 minutes and includes a summary of everything discussed, a photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the entire session. In addition, I do speaking engagements and tarot card readings at events nationwide, such as birthday parties, baby showers, corporate retreats, and events, anything you name it. And for that, you can contact me through my site if you're interested in more information. So I want to briefly recap the first 2 steps, which I talked about on last week's show. You can hear the whole show through the archives at Transformation Talk Radio, through my website at elitetarot.com, iTunes, or any of a variety of podcast sources at your fingertips. In fact, all the prior Mainstream Metaphysics Radio shows are accessible. So, step 1 of the 6-step process to bring joyful love into your life was to change your language immediately, particularly what you say out loud to friends, perhaps even in a joking way, such as, "There are no good guys or gals left. I'm single as always." These phrases seem innocent, and yet they're anything but. Changing the phrases to something positive, such as, "I'm excited to meet the love of my life," is actually much harder to say, which immediately shows you that there's a block that exists. This block pushes against energy, making the very thing you want harder to manifest. When you say something in the positive, note if your body feels lighter and the situation seems more possible, even if your brain may feel angst. You know then that you are on the right track. One thing to do is to start by cutting out the words hoping, wanting, and trying, as they just physically and emotionally weigh you down and add nothing to partnering with energy in ways that work for you. In addition, you may want to try an affirmation, which is a challenging statement to say out loud, but one you wish were true, such as, "I Barbara, John, Karen, Ted, whoever, bless and release the past. I am so excited to meet the love of my life, who the universe brings me in joy, strength, and happiness. I love and accept myself. When you can say this phrase out loud without any hesitation, you don't need to say it anymore, as you know that you are removing any energy unintentionally working against you. Step two in the six-step process to bring joyful love into your life is to heal the wounds. While we all have baggage from past relationships, negative self-talk, trauma, and pain, it is always best if you can get the baggage to fit into the seat back in front of you and release that which is no longer serving you. Just as you can sense when someone is carrying extra emotional weight, so can they. There is absolutely no judgment in this, as we're all just on journeys, and the journeys we have taken to date brought us to where and who we are today. However, the more emotional baggage we can release now, the stronger and clearer the foundation exists in which we can turn dreams into reality. One thing to try is to handwrite a letter to whoever, living or past, intentionally or not, left emotional baggage that you're still carrying with you today. Write down all your anger, sadness, hurt, the works. When finished, write, "However, I choose to live my life with love and strength and joy, and so for all that, I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward." Sign the letter and immediately burn or shred the letter. No one should know you're writing this letter, as it has nothing to do with anyone else, as you are just releasing stuff, taking up valuable real estate inside. Note how your body and brain feel afterwards. Just be sure to do this by an open window and never leave a candle unattended to. So that's just a recap of just where we left off at the end of last week. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going right into the next step in terms of bringing joyful love into your life. Plus, I'll be doing readings later on in the show. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, Remember Who You Are, Honoring Ourselves, We Heal the World, is this February 16th through the 20th. WOW is calling for women to gather. This is the time for women to step into our power, support each other, share our stories, empower our dreams, and build leaders for our community and the next generation of women. Join us for life-changing, intimate workshops on diverse topics such as music, dance, art, sexuality, relationships, healing, goddess wisdom, life purpose, and more. Join us and be witnessed, valued, and inspired to discover your purpose and share your stories. WOW is one of the longest-running women's spirituality conferences in the world. You can register for individual events or enjoy the whole weekend. This February 16th through the 20th, visit womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking love today. I'll be doing three-card tarot card readings shortly, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. I went through, just recapped first two steps in bringing joyful love into your life. So let's get to step number three. You've been through a lot, making changes, changing your language, and healing wounds. As an adult, this is taxing to the system. So imagine what this process has done to the inner child. As you are best served when your inner child is your GPS, particularly with embracing joyful love, it's important to let that little girl or boy have some fun and heal as well. This can take different forms than healing on an adult level. Have you ever given a gift to a two-year-old? You spend all this money on the perfect gift, and the child is really just interested in the wrapping paper. Your inner child is the same way. It does not take that much to get back into the happy zone. How this is done, however, differs for each one of us. Here's a way that I recommend when healing needs to take place on the inner child level. Think about what you used to love to do when you were 8 or 10 years old that would have you laughing, rolling on the floor, feeling safe and content. This might be playing with a big fluffy dog, swinging on the swing set, riding a horse, going to the beach, twirling around the room, or reading a book of fun. If the activity comes right to mind, perfect. However, if you're struggling with trying to think of what that is, don't worry about it now. However, I do have an extra step for that, so hold on. If you have the activity, though, you used to do clear in your mind, find a way to do it now. If it was playing with a big fluffy dog and you don't have any pets, go find an excuse to visit a friend of yours who has a big fluffy dog and play with Rover when you're there. You don't have to tell your friend the real reason why you're there. If it's swinging on the swing set, do it. Let's say it's going to the beach and you don't live anywhere near the beach. Make modifications. Perhaps make your screensaver a beautiful beach scene. Put pictures up in your home. Buy some seashells. Visit the local pond or stream. Play sounds of the waves hitting the shore, whatever it is. While it's most ideal if you can get to the beach, do what you can. It's important not to judge or dismiss this step as silly, frivolous, or even selfish, because this step is doing something super important. In addition to healing inner child wounds, you're sending a strong message to your inner child that you will not dishonor him or her again when embracing love. You are saying that you will listen to your inner child as you embark on love. In fact, you should even feel your inner child present on your dates. Well, at least the G and PG rated ones. If you can't, then that's a red flag. I remember one time feeling very sad and run down on an adult level. I felt a little silly at first, yet I headed straight to Baskin-Robbins and I took a selfie of myself pre-ice cream cone and post-ice cream cone. While the adult in me certainly enjoyed the ice cream cone, don't get me wrong, I could see that my eyes were brighter, my smile was genuine, and a transformation took over my face. That's the inner child saying, thank you. Now, earlier I mentioned that if you can't think of that activity that gave you joy at age 8 or 10, there's an intermediate step needed. It is not that you just don't have that place or thing of inner child joy. Believe me, it is there. It just means that it's been tamped down so much that your inner child is having a bit of a pouting fit. It's important to bring this to the surface so you know what heals you and brings you joy on a core level for the future. Otherwise, there can be a feeling of driving in new territory without a map, unconsciously looking to the other person to fill this need that you're not fully sure how to fill yourself. When the activity is not clear, we just need to dig a little to get to it. I call this doing some creative brainstorming. Feel free to try this process for 2 to 3 weeks and see if anything organically comes to the surface. This is how I do this. Keep a little notebook with you for a few weeks and write down, without judgment or analytical action, any joyful idea that comes to mind. Imagine you're in your favorite coffee shop, and for whatever reason, the idea of becoming a barista comes across your mind. Immediately write it down, because if you wait even 10 seconds, it will be dismissed by your conscious adult brain. You're not to argue with yourself why or why not you should be a barista, as that is not the purpose of this exercise. Rather, you just want to honor the idea by writing it down. Then you're done. Let's say you see Princess Kate on TV and suddenly you have this wistful desire to become a princess. Immediately, before it goes away, write it down. Over the course of a few weeks, note where your mind and eyes go back to time and time again. See if other memories come to the surface. Perhaps you suddenly remember that when you were younger, you used to love having tea parties, or smelling coffee beans gave you a safe, happy feeling. Give those activities a try and see how your body feels as you do them. By doing a form of creative brainstorming, you're sending a message to your inner child. Tell me your wild ideas, and I won't discount them, as I may have done before. I will honor them by writing them down. After your inner child sees this, then he or she will start sending more personal ideas, knowing that they won't be ridiculed or discounted. But first, we gotta get there. I want you to picture an old, unused water pump that has not pumped water for quite some time, yet has the most delicious water down beneath the surface. We just have to get to it. When you start pumping the water pump, nothing but air comes out. You don't walk away, but rather continue to keep accessing that water down below the surface. Probably what may start to come out is brown, gunky water that you do not want to drink. You don't walk away at that point, but rather continue moving forward. Finally, clear, crisp, delicious water comes out. It's there. It really is. It just has to be accessed. Honor what comes forth. Perhaps not literally in trying to become an actual princess, but modify it to what is possible. Don't discount or jump over this step. If you want your inner child present and happy in the relationship of your dreams, you need to get him or her happy now. Just like an actual child, your inner child does not need to be that much to be happy. However, things that we do as adults to relax, such as yoga, working out, meditating, while all those are healthy and useful, they have absolutely no interest to an 8 or 10-year-old. And that's who we're connecting to on this journey. So right before the break, I'm going to quickly go through step four. On to step four, in terms of getting that universe to bring joyful love into your life, now that your inner child is working for you, engaged in the process, the next step is to tap into your inner child to write down on paper your list of non-negotiables. This step should be handwritten, not typed. Your list will be unique to you. However, let your inner child determine the qualities he or she is looking for. When you were 8 or 10, imagining who you wanted to walk down the aisle with and live happily ever after, what qualities did that person have? Here is the part that is most important on this step. In your qualities, ensure that there are no specifics. So, for example, blonde hair may be nice, but by putting it down on your list, you may be unwittingly putting up blocks, as the universe may have someone that exceeds your expectation, but that person has brown hair. Those specifics seem innocent, and yet they create a desire to control the outcome in a way that may not ultimately be best for you. Instead, your list might have qualities such as loving, respectful, PDAs, no PDAs, wanting to get married, etc., things like this. These are not a list of wants, but rather non-negotiables that you need on the inner child level to be happy in a relationship. Leave it to the universe to provide the outcome, who might not be who you physically or exactly imagined, yet this person could actually exceed your expectations. Once you've written your list, fold it up and put it away. You don't need to show your list to anyone. By writing it down, you're giving the universe your list and releasing control, letting the universe now do the heavy lifting. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, time for tarot card reading, so please stay tuned. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Those trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul in the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to, that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Flashlight again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over the phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event or speaking engagement nationwide, you can go to my website, EliteTarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com or MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com. If you'd like a copy of the 6-step recipe for working with the universe to bring joyful love into your life, you can email me at radio@MainstreamMetaphysicsRadio.com with the words love list in the subject line. We'll be sending that out after all 6 are presented, so it'll probably be next week. So let's get to calls just for tarot card readings. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, my signal to open a session. I'll be using cards I'll be pulling with my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, as that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. Before we begin, I always like to start with a small disclaimer. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So I guess let's just get right to it. So we've got Sandy. Sandy, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you.
That's so good to talk with you. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading?
Well, I was having a hard time narrowing down to one question.
Well, we could do a general and see what comes up, if that works.
Sure, that would be fine.
All right. So while I'm shuffling, I'm just asking for guidance for Sandy in terms of how best to navigate the next few months going forward for optimal success and happiness. I just used my non-dominant hand to cut the deck, and now I'm just fan the cards face down. Just chose the first card for you right now. Next card for something challenging or blocking you, and I just wait for a card to attach itself to my finger, which it just did, for advice. All right. So the first card that I get is the Four of Cups. Now, this represents you right now. So in this card, it's interesting because we've got cups talking about the heart, love, passions, just anything that is kind of something very personal that you're kind of spending a lot of time trying to focus all that fantastic analytical energy in terms of bringing forth. And yet in this card, you see a person and he's quietly sitting on the ground underneath this beautiful tree. And in front of him, he's staring so intently at these 3 cups in front of him. And we can almost call them option A, option B, and option C. And because this is what he sees in front of him, then the brain is just going double and triple and overtime trying just to see, well, none of them actually fit the best, but this is all I see, so that must be all there is. Whereas off onto his periphery on his right side, you see the universe presenting a 4th cup. However, in order to embrace that cup, which could be something better than all those 3 cups in front of him, it does mean kind of allowing for a 4th option that perhaps is not in your brain, or maybe it's presented to you, maybe it's something you stumble upon, but it's not something that we can push forward to with our analytical brain right now. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
You know, it's it's so easy to get kind of caught up with, okay, I've got all the information, let me move forward, but maybe we don't have all the information. So it's like, no, I've got to have all the information.
Yes, well, it is.
Well, let's see. Something that's challenging or blocking you. I've got the King of Wands. And I love when clients pull Kings and Queens because it really talks to your strength. And Wands are super creative because Wands are all about creativity, feeling inspired. And yet, and so this is the King of Wands, and yet Kings are also always focusing, in addition to using your own strengths, it's always making sure that everyone else in the kingdom is being, all those needs are being met, and that the kingdom is running smoothly, which sometimes can take away from what is it that I want. And so I think what's going on right now is just a little bit of just maybe thinking a little kind of too much on some of this, getting into the minutiae a little bit too much, instead of kind of going back to the drawing board of really saying, what inspires me right now? What are my dreams going forward? What is my vision? And making sure that you're not kind of limiting or narrowing your vision or compromising more based on just what the brain is kind of trying to throw up, which could be something that's self-sabotaging in movement forward, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I have to kind of ponder that a little more.
You know,
I just recently started doing something and that I thought was the answer to what I need to do with my life that I've been trying to figure out for a long time. And so I've kind of landed on something that I'm learning. And so I'm not quite sure what that's going to mean in the long run. But
I feel
I'm open.
Yeah, no, and I love that you've really kind of engaged in that. But, you know, it's interesting. We always kind of talk about people as being seasons, reasons, or lifetimes, even though when we go into every relationship, we think it's a lifetime, then only later we find out it's a reason or a season or a lifetime. And it's the same thing for opportunities and things that you maybe are kind of embracing, perhaps a direction, a passion, something along those lines. It may just lead you to the next door. It could be just a door to another door, and that's also fine. It could also mean that you start going down a path and then make a U-turn going back the other way. But what you gained from the experience, because no experience is ever wasted, is so intensely valuable. So not to kind of, okay, well, I chose this, so now I'm stuck with this, so now I got to figure out how to make this work, because that King strength is like, all right, I gotta be responsible, I gotta do all those things, but rather just acknowledge that you're embracing on this new journey, be as creative, because you're such a creative person, as you want to be, and dream as big as you want to be, but not close off the brain and thinking that what you have in front of you is all that there is. Because that's what that four of cups is kind of representing. But in terms of advice, which also might shed a little bit more light on this, the advice card is the Seven of Swords, which, you know, is really my card for texting while walking. And so, because in this card, you see a person who is walking away from what is known, walking away from the past, and he's taking all the tools that he gained from that past into that unknown, except that he's looking back at the past because the brain has nothing to focus on in the future. And so, from an energy perspective, while his actions are doing all the right things, it's just not using the energy completely effectively, because with that same energy that he's walking forward, he's also looking back, because that's the only thing that he can focus on. And if he continues to do that, he's not really honoring either the past for all the wonderful, good, bad, ugly, fantastic, but he's also not fully engaged and embracing into the future, because it's in that if he were looking forward, he would be more easily able to see that missing piece of the puzzle that the universe is presenting in the Four of Cups. So I always kind of say, isolate out those two energies. Perhaps spend, like, decide, like, from 4 to 6, I am just focusing on what I've done in the past and that journey to get to where I am today, and heal anything that needs to heal, bless everything that needs to bless, because it just brought you to where you are now. But then, like, at 6 o'clock, say, all right, I'll come back tomorrow at 4 o'clock to start thinking about the past. But then embrace the future and be open to all of that without kind of bringing energy in from the past into that. Does that make sense? Because both the first and the third card are really about your actions are all fantastic, but we're just missing perhaps some things that might be presented external to the brain and not kind of continuing along with that path, then perhaps it's because we're still kind of looking back. Does that sound?
Yes, are you still it does. There? Oh, absolutely. Awesome.
Yay. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Now I can hear you. Yep.
Yeah, you know, that makes total sense.
Awesome. You are totally heading in the right direction. And also, these are three minor cards. It may not feel minor, but they are what we call minor cards, in that a few minor tweaks can yield a world of difference. Just try kind of maybe isolating and separating out. You may even want to look at the picture of the Seven of Swords. You can either, it's the Rider-Waite deck, and so that'll give you a sense of just using that energy in a way that you're not fighting against your own, stepping on your own energy. But you're doing great. I love it. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I hope this has been helpful. You. Please keep me updated on how things are going.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So wonderful to talk with you. Well, we've got more readings to do just after the break, but we're going to just take a quick break when we come back. More readings. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises. A kiss for life.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now. So please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us. Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Son Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Son Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
We've only begun
before the rising sun. We fly so many roads to choose. We start out walking and learn to run.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We are doing tarot card readings. So let's just get right back to the calls. Kay, welcome, welcome, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy listening to your show. Wanted to see what was in store for me.
Excellent. Well, let's take a look. Thanks so much for listening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask what guidance is available for Kay in terms of how best to navigate the next few months going forward for optimal success and happiness. First of all, I can tell there's a lot going on in your life because it was, as I was shuffling, the cards were flipping all over the place. So let's see if we can get that.
That's for sure.
Out. Yeah, let's see if we can get that straightened out. So I'm fanning the cards out face down. I just chose a card for you and something challenging or blocking you. And I have a feeling it's that first card, but I was just going to fan my card down just in case I miss anything. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. Whoa, well, this is interesting and totally, completely non-planned, but it's the exact same opening card as the last call, as Sandy, which is the Four of Cups. Mm-hmm. Now, here, I really think in a sense that some of the similar messages are there, and that really is that can you be very much in your head sometimes and almost to the exclusion of allowing perhaps something that's not filtered through the analytical brain to come to the surface?
Absolutely. I think all women are like that, but I wish we weren't.
Yeah, but you know what? You're a composite of talents, energies, and gifts, and all you've got such a unique creative blueprint that makes up you. And it's just here what's showing is that what you're kind of struggling to sort of figure out, is it going to be, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? There may be additional information that still has not been processed or that you still have not kind of opened yourself up to see. And one of the ways to do that is just to kind of release that feeling of like, I have to make that decision now. I have to move this something forward now. And allow, you know, let that almost anxiety about, oh no, what if I don't make the right decision? Let welcome that in and bless it. But then let it pass, as opposed to kind of giving into that feeling. So it's kind of interesting because, well, we definitely have a cup theme and totally in the head, but we're going to fix that up in no time at all, because something challenging or blocking is the Seven of Cups. Now in this card, you see a person's back to you and who's sort of overwhelmed by the fact that there's seven cups, each with different things to focus and worry about. We got real estate, we got money, we got love, we got health. And then in the middle, there's like a card, there's a cup with some kind of mushroom over it, which means that there's something hidden under there. We don't know what it is, but I'm sure we got to worry about it. And so when you have all of those worries sort of impacting you, it can actually lead to stalled movement, because it's like, do I deal with this first or do I deal with that first? Do I deal with this first or do I deal with that first? And they become almost larger than life. If you're in a room and there's an elephant and a rabbit, the elephant's getting all the attention because it's the stuff that you've put so much, it seems looming overhead. And yet that may be stuff to worry about that has not been proven true, which is then just using that energy in a way that's taking it away from being able to see something else come into your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, basically don't make rash decisions and don't worry too much.
Well, don't, you know, we can't help from worrying. It's just part of us. But only choose to place energy into things that are in your power. And so what I would really recommend you do is separate out your worries in a ritualistic way where the conscious brain's able to see it. And so that you know you're only dealing with what is in your power, and that what the worries that you do need to deal with, the decisions you do need to make, aren't being completely overshadowed by worrying about, you know, whether or not spaceships land in front of you, right on your front lawn, and you've got to deal with it. So one of the ways that I recommend you might want to try to do that is to take a sheet of paper out and think about the time that you're at your most, you know, brain sabotaging place. For me, it's 2 a.m. At that time, write down all of your worries. The rational ones, need to pay rent, need to pay the mortgage, and then all the irrational ones. And we just want to do a complete brain dump so that there's nothing left that you're holding on to, and even getting through the conscious brain into the unconscious. Once you've done that, fold the sheet up, put it away. The next day, at your peak sane time, for me, that's 10 a.m, and I can't believe I lost sleep at 2 a.m. the night before worrying about things. Take your sheet of paper out and a giant Sharpie and cross off everything that has not been proven true. For everything left, take a pen and write one or two things that you are doing with your power and strength to deal with what is in your power and those worries that are in your control. So you're separating them out, and so that they're not becoming so overwhelming that it leads to stalled movement or sharp movement that may not ultimately be the best. Unfortunately, we're kind of running low on time, so I'm going to quickly go to the next card, which is the advice, and that's the Two of Wands, which is really about using your creativity and allow yourself to find that peace right now, to know you've got the whole world in your hands and there is nothing that is off the table. Everything is possible in the future. And so not to push it forward and force it, because then you're pushing against energy and that can actually kind of swing back to you, which then can lead to stalled movement. But this is such a neat chapter for you. It's just really only about finding that peace, using the creativity, and only worrying about that which has been proven true. Definitely give that exercise a try. Let me know how it goes. And it has been so nice talking with you today.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great week. Rest of your week.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Keep us updated. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that this hour has gone by so quickly. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to our continuing love show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Next week, we'll be finishing up our six-step process into working with the universe to bring joyful love into your life. Thank you, Benny, for running the show today. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.